This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. With the new year comes a new setup for Cooper Green Mercy Hospital. The Jefferson County-owned facility turned its emergency room into an urgent care center on January 1st. The hospital also closed inpatient care and laid off more than 200 people. We talk about that now with Kyle Whitmire. He's a local political reporter with the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, and thanks for having me.
Well, a majority of Jefferson County commissioners were keen to push Cooper Green in this new direction. They said the county had been subsidizing the facility beyond the money earmarked for indigent care. This transition was delayed a couple times, but now that it's happened, can you say it's smooth sailing for the county then?
Perhaps. We're seeing the beginning of the legislative sessions coming up. That's going to have some developments, maybe. This went off pretty much according to plan. The county has cut about 200 positions. They moved some of those workers over to the county home, which the county nursing home, which they've been trying to close for a year, and they still haven't closed that yet. But, you know, there were only 20 and 25 people in this facility at any one time. So you had 200 people caring for 20. That just showed the vast, excuse the term, overkill at the hospital. And now they've found other places to put them and hospitals that can handle their needs much more efficiently.
Well, let's talk about that for a moment. For patients who are used to going there, what does this new arrangement mean for them?
Well, they don't have an emergency room anymore per se, right? They have an emergency care clinic, and if you were using the Cooper Green emergency room in place of sort of primary care, this structure will hopefully work out better for those patients than what was in place before, and that's what the county commission's been saying this whole time. But people who depend on Cooper Green for their care, I think they're going to believe it when they see it.
Well, there were protests against these changes at Cooper Green, most notably a lawsuit by the city of Birmingham, also strong comments from State Representative John Rogers. What's left for them, for the people who oppose these changes?
Well, John Rogers has said that, he's going to push, any number of bills to correct this or to change this. One bill would put the city of Birmingham in charge of Cooper Green. Another bill would put it in put a healthcare authority in charge of it. But, as the county has learned over and over and over again, it is much easier in Montgomery to kill a bill than it is to get one passed. And they may not have found, all the allies that they needed to get the revenue to keep this hospital open, to, restore their occupational tax. I imagine they'll be able to find the one senator or the four House members it takes to kill something that John Rogers tries to put on top of them.
Well, it is a new year, and there are new things to watch for on the political front in 2013. And first thing we'll mention is the Jefferson County bankruptcy. Will this be the year that Jefferson County exits bankruptcy?
That's been the expectation even before the county went into bankruptcy. There is a trial scheduled for next fall between J.P. Morgan and Jefferson County. And the, conventional wisdom is that before that trial happens, before, bankers start getting up on the witness stand, there's going to be a settlement. The county has, it has a to-do list to get out of bankruptcy, and it's been checking off those things on that to-do list pretty much on schedule. So, I think if you're looking forward to 2013 in that crystal ball, look for Jefferson County to be out of bankruptcy by probably next October.
Well, something else to watch for in the crystal ball, the Alabama Republican Party. There's a civil war of sorts brewing there.
Well, coming in February is when the party elects new officers. And, there's sort of two factions in the party right now. There's the Bill Armistead faction, and then there's the Mike Hubbard faction. They've been exchanging blows for years, but really in earnest for the last 6 to 8 weeks. And, it's going to be interesting to see if we don't go back to sort of having a two-party system within a one-party system in Alabama the way it was you know, so many decades ago.
Kyle Whitmire is a local political reporter with the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.